Welcome to the second installment of I'd Go Asexual For, wherein we take a look at various people or organizations that would just leave mankind better off if their genetic material was not swimming around in the gene pool. Now, when I started this segment, and this was one of the things that I wanted to do from the blog's inception, I knew that I was going to be spotlighting various people who were bigots, and various organizations that were bigots, but never did I imagine myself attacking the entire legislature of the state of Tennessee. Now, let me be clear here that I'm not one to needlessly throw stones everywhere, and I know that there are bigots out there in the world, and I would not be devoting so much time and effort to making this segment if it wasn't something that was deeply important to not only me, but to society as a whole. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with the whole Tennessee controversy, you've got two bills in the House and the Senate. You've got Senate Bill 49 in Tennessee and House Bill 229. Now, what both of these do is make it so that only heterosexuality, that is no bisexuality, homosexuality, transsexuality, pansexuality, that kind of thing, can be taught in schools. Now, this includes reading materials provided in school libraries, this includes health programs and sex ed, but either way, you aren't even allowed to utter the word gay or bi, or trans, in a Tennessee school now. This could have serious repercussions, even if a teacher or a guidance counselor wanted to have an honest discussion about these things with their students. Now, I've included the full text of both bills below, so that it cannot be said that I've misrepresented their text. I'm not going to quote them verbatim here solely to save time, but what I will do is talk about how disheartening it is that as of this Friday, the bill has passed in the Senate. Meaning that, the state Senate, that is. Meaning that this is an actual law that will go to effect. There were no dissenting Republicans who voted for the bill, and all of the no votes toward the bill were Democrats. Now, obviously, there is not a Democratic majority in Tennessee. Here's why I have a problem with the bill. Okay, let's just say that I'm completely against homosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality. Let's just say that I'm a total bigot and think that everyone who is not heterosexual has a special place in hell where they're going to burn in rivers of blood. Now, of course, I don't think that because I haven't spent my entire life bashing myself with a Bible over the head. But let's just say for the sake of argument that I did, I still would not support that bill. And you want to know why I would not support that bill? If homosexuality, if bisexuality, if transsexuality, if the LGBT community is truly an abomination, and if God is truly on my side in this issue, and if there are truly scientific, medical, and health reasons that we should not allow LGBT people in society, then I would want my children to learn about them. I would want my children to learn about this menace of society, and I would want every single scholarly journal, every single book, every single textbook that I could to support my argument. If the LGBT community is truly so much of a threat to the welfare of our children and our society, then I'm willing to walk out with my hands raised and the guns pointed at me. But as far as I can tell, those guns aren't loaded. Because there is something within textbooks and within regular books that are going to be provided in the school library, and within words that can come out of a professor's mouth, that scares Tennessee lawmakers. And you know what that something is. That something is the message that there is no scientific, and indeed no religious basis, for the denial and the second-class citizenry of any sort of community, whether it be based on race, based on sex, based on orientation, based on religion. There is no scientific nor theological argument that can hold water for more than 10 seconds about this issue. And that, ultimately, is why they're so afraid of a textbook, they're so afraid of a knowledgeable teacher, is because people with any sort of valid, smart education are going to see how harmless this entire ordeal is. And I know it seems mean to call people that are bigots stupid. And I don't mean it in the juvenile playground, ha ha, you're stupid way. I don't mean it in that way at all. I mean that there is something within the brain chemistry of homophobic, biphobic, transphobic people who they cannot grasp the fact that there are different types of people in this world that just want to be accepted and to be loved. And by calling them stupid, what I'm really saying is there's some limitation in their upbringing and in their brain chemistry that doesn't allow them to grasp that concept. Inherently, there is at least a part of them that is less intelligent than the people who are accepting of the LGBT community. And the only way that's going to get better, the only way we're not going to have words like queer and faggot and homo thrown around in our society, is if there's legitimate education in our school system about LGBT people, about sexuality, and about the gender paradigms that are so ingrained in our society. Another point that I'd like to make is that proponents of this bill, and no doubt some people who tried to pass it, their argument is also that this should not be taught to people before the 8th grade, because the bill does indeed allow 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders, 12th graders to learn about homosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality. But I would also say that heterosexual education is explicitly allowed under this new bill. It is absolutely fine for a second grader, a third grader, a fourth grader, a fifth grader, a sixth grader, a seventh grader, and an eighth grader to learn about a guy and a girl kissing under the parameters of this bill. However, when it's two guys or two girls or two people that have changed genders, it suddenly becomes this huge political issue. And the message that this is sending to our kids is that if you are in a position of power, you have a right to tell people what to think. Now, I am fine with people having opinions that are anti-LGBT. It's a fact in this world that not everyone is going to agree with everyone. But the worst way to outrun a dinosaur is to deny that a big frickin' dinosaur is chasing you. The best way that we can resolve this problem within and outside of the LGBT community, if there indeed is a problem, is to have an open, honest discussion. And bills like this prohibit that discussion from happening. They prohibit thought, and they prohibit connection with those around you, for better or for worse. And indeed, that is the thing, that if anything is going to lead to the downfall of our society that isn't a weapon in and of itself, that is what will lead to it.